Good evening, my friends, and welcome to this special breaking news installment of Cowboy State Politics. From very high above, all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Well, good evening, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday. It has been a beautiful couple of days. Who would have thought it'd be 60 degrees in January? Now, I know what you're thinking. Governor Gordon is perched in a lounge chair in the study of the governor's mansion with his fingertips all pressed together, saying to himself with a sinister chuckle, "Two more weeks of this and I'll have them all convinced." Yeah, probably not, but it was worth a good laugh anyway. The truth is, the weather changes all the time. Sometimes it's warmer, sometimes it's colder. It's called weather. So forget about what the governor and just about everybody else says. Go get on your motorcycle and enjoy the 60-degree weather while you can. Trust me, February's coming. There's more of that white crap on the way, and the temperature is going to drop. All climate change jokes aside, there's another group in Wyoming that really is hatching some sort of a plot. Some might consider it sinister. I'm sure if you ask them, they'd tell you that it was forward-looking, that they're preparing for what's going to happen. Investing in new training for something that could quite possibly die on the floor of the Wyoming House of Representatives. Or could it be, quite possibly, that the leadership in both the House and the Senate has informed a Wyoming government agency that a bill is most definitely going to pass in the upcoming legislative session before anyone has even had a chance to vote on it? I'm going to bring you the story, and then you can decide for yourself what you think is the most likely thing that happened. We'll do that next, but first, a word from our sponsors. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or maybe something bigger like a roping arena or a giant warehouse, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. They are, without a doubt, the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anyone else. To get a hold of them, give them a call at 307-674-2532. This evening's breaking news installment of Cowboy State Politics is also brought to you by Gunrunner Auctions. They are one of the nation's leading online firearms auction houses, and they're celebrating their 28th year. They specialize in estate auctions. The first thing they do is Scott, the owner, travels to the estate and first appraises the firearms for the heirs. He then takes them to his Cody auction facility where he and his team research them, sometimes getting factory letters from the Cody Museum about each firearm's history. They've sold the personal collections of Elvis Presley, Steve McQueen, Alex McCord, Herb Parsons, just to name a few of them. After the appraisal of the firearms, Scott and his team then post them to GunrunnerAuctions.com. All of the auctions start at $20, and there's no reserve. Every month, beginning on the 7th, they post 500 fine firearms for sale. Winchesters, Colts, rare military weapons, pretty much any gun that you can think of, you'll probably find it at GunrunnerAuctions.com. So if you're looking for a firearm or a firearm accessory, make sure your first stop is GunrunnerAuctions.com. And now, the program you've all been waiting for. For the past 2 months, the only thing that we've heard from leadership in the Wyoming House and the Senate is that they have a plan, a conservative commitment to Wyoming to fix our property tax system. There's no question that the system we have is absolutely irretrievably broken. And it's also true that if we don't do something, a lot of Wyoming citizens are going to be taxed out of their home. Just last Saturday, I heard a heartbreaking story from a Sheridan County resident who claims that they're going to have to sell her family member's home simply because they cannot pay the taxes on it. That, my friends, is legalized theft. That poor lady in Sheridan is not alone. There are people from across the Cowboy State who have experienced the exact same thing, that their taxes have become too high and they have no recourse but to sell their home and to move into some other place that's less expensive. All the while, the state of Wyoming and counties are shoveling money by the dump truck load into reserve accounts and what they call permanent savings. The truth is, if we are taxing people and businesses to a point where we have billions of dollars to put into trust funds, that might be a first indication that maybe we're taxing people too much. But not if you ask the people in the Wyoming legislature. They'll tell you that putting $1.4 billion in savings is conservative, that it is conservative to save. All the while, they only put a couple of million dollars in a rebate program so the people who are overcharged for their taxes can get some money back. Here's another clue. If you can afford a property tax refund program, that means that you're also taxing people too much. And what about the people that are claiming they have this conservative commitment to Wyoming? It was not that long ago that many of them in the Wyoming caucus, or what is now called the Wyoming caucus, were dead set against making any changes to our property tax system. One of the ideas that they are championing as a solution to our property tax problem is a cap on the amount of increases to your property taxes. Right now, I happen to agree with them. There is absolutely no excuse whatsoever for your property taxes to double. But the chairman of the committee that bill came out of, the property tax inflation cap, or whatever it is that they're calling it, was dead set against it last year. Here's Representative Steve Harshman, chairman of the House Revenue Committee, saying that property tax caps only help the rich.
And so then you look at these states that have done caps, and this started in the 70s. So what's happened in these states that have done caps? And some of them are wealthy states, but really who's benefited? The rich are going to benefit the most. They're going to benefit the most. You look at property tax as a percent of personal income, in states that have caps, it's dropped dramatically. The non-mineral counties, be careful. Again, if you're in Converse today, Campbell, although it's shrinking a little, sublet, you're probably going to be fine. You'll just recapture less to the state for schools. And then I think what the experience has been in these other states with caps, you have to raise other taxes.
Yep, good old Steve Harshman. Tax cuts for the rich. Steve Harshman is one of the people in the Wyoming caucus that is claiming they have a conservative commitment to Wyoming. So how do you suppose we should take what Harshman said there? Well, there's a brand new op-ed out by Ogden Driscoll and Redcoat Speaker of the House Albert Sommers. How did they put it? Oh yeah, here it is. Quote, "The grassroots integrity of Wyoming's politics, once bolstered by our close-knit communities and face-to-face interactions, is now facing challenges posed by sophisticated political flim-flams that blur the lines between fact and fiction," end quote. So is it fact or fiction with former Redcoat Speaker of the House, Steve Harshman? Not 1 year ago, he said that property tax caps only benefit the rich. But now he's a member of the Wyoming caucus. And they claim they have a conservative commitment to Wyoming, which includes property tax caps. According to Albert Ogden, conservatives, we should be very skeptical and consider the source when listening to anything that former Redcoat Speaker of the House, Steve Harshman, says now, considering he said the exact opposite not even a year ago. What about the Senate? Well, here's what a former chairman of the Senate Revenue Committee had to say a few years ago.
Remember, Senator Nancy Case is a conservative.
So I definitely believe that we need new taxes. We need to broaden the tax base in a way that becomes more sustainable for the Wyoming that we're going to have in the future. And it's not a good idea to spend every last dime in savings, because that savings doesn't even belong to us. That represents a future for future Wyoming citizens based on the mineral wealth that we sold out and they didn't get anything for it. So I'm looking for new taxes. I'm looking for new taxes that follow what Wyoming's future economy is going to be, what we're going to sell. I think electricity taxes, we're going to be big exporters of electricity in the future. It's going to be produced differently. We need to focus on that kind of thing. We need to consider income taxes at the very high level, both at the corporate and the personal.
Don't even think for a second that this conservative commitment to Wyoming is anything more than an election year ploy. It's got plenty of problems built into it, and it's not the only bill. Take, for example, House Bill 45, Barry Crago's conservative solution to the property tax problem. It caps property tax increases as well. It's not exactly like the amendment that Redcoat Steve Harshman was talking about a year ago. That would have just capped the increase to your property taxes. Crago's bill is a little bit more complicated. You see, it only applies to the structure on your property. It doesn't have anything to do with the land. And as we know, there are a lot of people that want to move to our great state, so land is starting to be at a premium. And by the way, if you're one of those people that's looking to move to our great state and you need a realtor, you should call Rebecca Bechtel at Compass Real Estate. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. But I digress. Land is becoming a premium, just like houses are. So it's interesting that Barry Crago only wants the property tax increase cap to apply to the building and not the land that it sits on. And here's the kicker to Crago's bill. You could read it to mean that it only applies for the first year of increase of your property taxes. After that, it's back to business as usual. While I'll admit that I'm not a tax professional, subsection A of Romanet number 3 of House Bill 45 has me a little bit concerned. Let me read it to you. Quote, subject to subparagraph B of this paragraph, the amount of the exemption under this paragraph shall be an assessed value of a single-family residential structure that is in excess of the prior year assessed value plus 5%. Like I said, I'm not an expert, but that section of the bill seems to be a little bit loose. And then there's the whole issue with the 5% cap on increases. That means in about 11 years, the taxes on your home, not the land surrounding it, but the taxes on your home will double. The bill works a lot like compounding interest, that it's interest on top of interest, except in this case, it's increase on top of increase on top of increase, all of them at 5%. Now, I've heard a lot of people who are on the fence say that, well, that's only the maximum amount of increase that your property taxes will go up. But let's be honest about this. If you're a county assessor and the maximum allowable increase on your property taxes is 5%, how much do you think your taxes are going to go up? 5% every year after year. And that's only if I'm wrong about reading the bill and that this 5% cap applies year after year. So the long and the short of House Bill 45 is that while the increase of the property taxes of your home specifically will only be allowed to increase 5%, that says nothing about the land that it sits on. You could have a really crappy house sitting on a great lot, and your property taxes will continue to go up exponentially, just like they have been for the last several years. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound very conservative to me. And if that's Barry Crago's commitment to conservatism, we need to get rid of that guy as soon as possible. As crappy as the bill is, that has not stopped Wyoming government agencies from starting training on the bill. You heard that right, my friends. Documents obtained by Cowboy State Politics show that the Wyoming Department of Revenue is already training county assessors on how to navigate House Bill 45, even though it has not even been heard for a vote on the floor of the House or the Senate, or has hit Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon's desk. The Wyoming Department of Revenue is spending your taxpayer dollars training people for a bill that may not even make it out of the House of Representatives. Cowboy State Politics obtained a PowerPoint presentation that was presented to the Wyoming County Assessors Association on January 3, 2024, and it was presented by Ken Guile, an administrator in the Property Tax Division of the Wyoming Department of Revenue. Now, why do you suppose that the Wyoming Department of Revenue would spend money putting together a whole presentation of 27 pages and present it to the Wyoming County Assessors Association if the bill hadn't been heard on the floor? It's quite possible that the Wyoming Department of Revenue was told that House Bill 45 is most likely going to pass. And the question would be, who exactly would have told them that? Now, while I can't be for certain, and I have no evidence of this whatsoever, my guess would be legislative leadership, whomever it was, and again, hard to say who, literally stepped on your right to representation in the Wyoming legislature, because they've already told the Wyoming Department of Revenue that this thing is probably going to pass, and so the Wyoming Department of Revenue expended money putting together a training session. Whether or not the thing is going to pass is a little bit immaterial, in that it hasn't been heard in the legislature yet. No one has had a chance to vote on House Bill 45 outside of the committee. Nobody has argued in favor or against it. In fact, nobody even knows if it'll get the two-thirds majority to be even introduced into the legislature. Now, you might say that this 27-page PowerPoint presentation is merely only introductory and just introduces county assessors to the possibility of House Bill 45 passing. The presentation itself goes into great detail how a county assessor would navigate House Bill 45 should it pass. And there's even a whole bunch of equations that help county assessors figure out how to apply this so-called exemption that's listed in the bill. This presentation is far beyond just anything introductory. It's literally telling county assessors how to apply the 5% cap on the increase of property taxes on your home, on your property. And let's just be clear, Ken Guile, the administrator with the Department of Revenue, doesn't work for free. So not only did you pay for this presentation to be put together, you also paid for Ken Guile to present it to the County Assessors Association. So the only question we're left with is, why did the Department of Revenue do this? Well, you could only imagine, but sources have told Cowboy State Politics that House Bill 45 is the property tax bill that is favored by the Wyoming caucus. And of course, the Wyoming caucus has 31 votes in the Wyoming House of Representatives. So, should it pass the introductory vote, there's really nothing that the Freedom Caucus could do to stop it. Not to leave anything to chance on House Bill 45, the main lobbying group that legislators would listen to in committee would be the County Assessors Association, which, of course, after having the training from the Department of Revenue, would be able to tell the committee that really House Bill 45 is not going to be that difficult to administer after all. And since they've already been trained, the likelihood of them being in favor of it is a lot higher. So what I'm telling you, my friends, is that your tax dollars are being used against you. And this hasn't even been passed out of the legislature yet. Yeah. I thought you'd like that. Now, by the way, the presentation that I'm referring to is available at cowboystatepolitics.com on the show content page. And you can see for yourself how much time was put in to produce this 27-page document. And you could probably guess for yourself how much work went into it and what that probably cost you. Not to mention to pay Ken Guile from the Department of Revenue to present it to a lobbying organization. Your tax dollars at work, my friends. Well, that'll about do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Saturday during a weekend update. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.